Hello, this is Radio Kate with my Audio Boo hat on. I'm just replying because I had a couple of messages over the weekend from two of our Audio Boo users. I can't even be bothered to try and pronounce your username, James. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. I've never got that one. I'm sorry. I've known you for a long time and I really should be better. And Simon, SM2N, both left nice long audio boos explaining how they use the service, what they'd quite like more of, and could I perhaps comment back on that. Well, it's interesting actually. I wrote a blog last week asking exactly that question, how do you boo? And if you haven't read it, I'd love you to have a little look and more importantly, leave a comment and let me know how you are using Audio Boo. The blog is at blog.audioboo.fm, so that would be cool. There are a few things. I was very interested, actually, the way that Simon and James were talking about using Audio Boo as a sort of group conversation sort of thing. I hadn't really thought about using it that way so much, just because it is quite hard to keep up with people. But interestingly enough, we were talking just this very morning about how we might be able to introduce something like groups or categories, which might help with that kind of thing. We're not entirely sure how it might work yet, to be honest. We've been thinking about the way that Flickr does it, but then they have squillions of groups and lots of things that overlap, and we're not sure if that would work for us. So we're having a little play around with it. So if you do have any great ideas, do please get in touch and let us know. The other thing you mentioned was the ability to choose whether Booz would automatically tweet and post to Facebook or not once you'd set it on the website. Now that is something that we have definitely been talking about, and I'm hoping that when we get round to sorting out the next version of the app, that's something that we might put in. So for each individual boo, you would have a choice to override your manual settings and say, actually, I don't want that one to tweet. I'm not sure about the idea of private boos. I quite like that it's free and open, in the same way that Twitter, the default is to be nice and open. So perhaps, I don't know, we'll have to think about that one. There are ways of doing it if you are with a media account and you have channels and you can set it so that it records privately into a channel. But that's a bit complicated, and I don't think it's quite what you're looking for. But yeah, these are all interesting things, so do keep your ideas coming to me. I will do my best to be the user's champion in the office, no matter how many glares it gets me from the technical people when I say things like, so how difficult would it be to do? And then I roll out a string of more things that I think would be nice in the app. So instead I've got a wish list on the board with lots of post-it notes. So every time somebody says something which sounds like a very good idea, I write it on a post-it note and pop it on the wall. The main thing at the moment for us is to get the Android app up to date and looking much more like the iPhone app, because presently with the Android app you can only do single recordings and you don't have queued uploads like you do on the iPhone app, but I promise that's changing. We're in the process of recruiting a crack team of beta testers, and I'm hoping to get the beta version out to them so they can play around and check for bugs this week. So keep your eyes peeled. What do you do to your ears? Any answers to that on a postcard, please? Right, I'm wandering around our little office block and getting strange looks, talking to myself. Isn't it weird? I'm in a room, an open plan office, audio boo, and I don't like to boo in the office because I think people will look at me strangely. So instead I come outside the office where there are more people thinking, what am I doing? But they're all on phone calls, so it's fine. Right, I'm rambling now. Time for me to go and do some more work and check the forums and check everyone's happy. But yes, thank you ever so much for getting in touch. Thank you for using Audio Boo, and we'll see if we can make it even better for you in future. Cheers!